Our halftime show was brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation. Located in downtown Toms River, check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net.
Couple quick scores to relay on. Middletown North leading Howe 7-0. RBC has scored again. They're now on top of Red Bank Regional 36-0. That game's still late in the first half. It will be Point Pleasant Borough to kick off here to begin our third quarter of activity. Going back deep, Kenny Bass and Paul Wickwire for Barnegat. Bengals lead in this one 13-7. Big, important matchup in the overall scope of Class B South. It will be number 26, Colin Ansbach, set to kick off. He will put the ball at the 40-yard line.
I think the Barnegat deep guys need to go back a little more.
Had the ball kicked over their head last time. Another high end-over-end kick. Bass will have to back all the way up again, and at the goal line, that will make its way into the end zone for a touchback and come out to the 20-yard line, where Barnegat will have it first down and 10.
That's a guy with a foot as strong as we've seen, I think, all fall long.
Two kicks into the end zone on the night, and the Barnegat offense comes back on here. Big, strong offensive line anchored by Sam Madden, 6'7", 357, on his way to the University of Wisconsin. Xavier Young, good player at the right guard spot. Bengals had some problems consistently running the football. Josh Bowen setting himself tight end to the right. Slot receiver combo up top to the left. Panthers showing blitz again. There was movement and a botch snapped. Erskine wound up with the ball. Diving forward.
This will be an interesting call because the defensive lineman shot a gap.
It'll be a procedure penalty on Barnegat. Back him up 5 yards. Not the way that you would want to start coming out of the locker room. Mention at the top, perhaps Barnegat's best player, Manny Bowen, out of the game tonight with concussion symptoms. Having to sit this one out. Had a whale of a game last week in Barnegat's win over Manasquan. Blitz coming again. Erskine going to roll to his left. Look, stop at the hash mark. Tuck it and run. Be stopped at the 19, yard shy of the original line of scrimmage. 4 yard pickup. It'll be second and 11.
By the way, Matt and Kevin, Joe Fitzsimmons ran for 90 yards in the first half. So he is on his way to a 100-yard game. If he picks up 10 more this half, which I'm sure he will. And his yards after contact have to be close to 90 yards.
Jack Fitzsimmons, good looking player, has anchored the defensive linebacker spot, the middle linebacker spot in this black and gold defense. He'll set himself here, part of a 3-3-5 alignment that the Panthers play on second and 11 with a minute gone by in the third. Blitz coming again. Barnegat picks it up, but Erskine will throw behind Morris, the intended target, to set up third and 11.
Good pressure from Dom Infante right up the middle as he got to Erskine just as he was looking to release the ball.
You know, at pretty much every play, the three linebackers for Point Borough are blitzing. You'd have to think Barnegat looking to, you know, dump something down over the middle, even if it's just a 5-yard pass. Wide open in the middle part of the field.
Matt, I agree with you. That was what they did on that long pass to Josh Bowen in the first half. Kind of just hit him over the middle on a quick one and let him do the rest. Set up their first touchdown.
Third and 11 now for the Bengals. First big play of this third quarter. Barnegat trying to make him look to go three and out, try to avoid the three and out. Bass will catch it. Screen pass off the left side, wrapped up by Fitzsimmons at the 25-yard line. Far shy of a first down, and now on fourth and a long five, Bengals will have to punt it away.
Well, Matt, I don't think that was a bad call, a screen, because, again, trying to catch guys blitzing, but I don't know that maybe they wouldn't have held it a little bit longer. And Fitzsimmons made a real good play, and Barnegat will have to punt. And again, Point Borough should get good field position here.
Devin Conley standing at his own 40-yard line. Young has to go all the way over to his right, two steps and field a tough, tough snap. Did a great job to get it off and a good punt. That'll be downed at the Point Barrow 39-yard line with 10:15 to go. The Bengals up 13-7.
Boy, the big guy's got some nice footwork. Young did a terrific job there. That's the one where had Point Barrow been putting pressure on, they probably would have gotten the block. They really were kind of playing it more safe. But Young did a nice job of fielding that snap and getting it away, and Point Barrow will start their first drive of the second half on their own 39-yard line.
Panthers coming out here, their first possession. Fitzsimmons, the good first half, 90 yards. He'll set himself as the ace back in this double slot alignment. Botched handoff. Cusack will get it and fall forward to the 40 for a gain of a yard to make it second and 9. Josh Bowen among the white jerseys on the tackle.
At one point, Matt, he had the ball like just out in the open space, had a Barnegat defender been there, he could have just grabbed it and gone the other way.
Mike Larson will bring the play in from the sideline. Panthers may be one of the few times, a few teams we've seen this year that actually have the play run in from the sideline still. And huddle on top of it. On second and long, Barnegat showing blitz. Here's the give to Fitzsimmons off the left side. And nothing doing that time. He'll lose about a half yard. Back inside the 40-yard line. McGinnis the first on the scene for the Bengals. 9:20 to go here in this third quarter. Bengals protecting a 13-7 advantage.
You know, when you predominantly are getting your offense out of one individual, Matt and Kevin, the halftime adjustments are a little bit easier, and I think Barnegat now has refocused their defensive mindset on number 9, Fitzsimmons, for the Burrow.
Weigert checks in, near side wide receiver. Fry up top to the right. Fake pitch. Husak wants to throw. Has time now, dancing around the pocket. Coming left, going to tuck it. Break the plane of the line of scrimmage and run. Pushed out of bounds around the 45. They'll spot it at the 46. It'll be a few yards shy, 3.5 yards shy of a first down. And the Panthers, just like Barnegat did, going 3 and out on their opening possession here in the second half.
Outside the 45-yard line.
On comes the punt team. Mike Larson will kick it away. Paul Wickwire, who will stand at his own 15. Good snap, no pressure. High wobbly kick. Wickwire plays it well at the 15. Gets to the 20, 25, out to the 30, 35. Look out at the 40, and then run into at the 42-yard line. Nice return, good speed from Paul Wickwire. About a 27-yard return. Has Barnegat on their second set of downs in pretty good field position.
Thought the Panthers coverage team was slow getting downfield. That was a very good punt with height and distance, and yet when Wickwire caught it, there was not a black and gold uniform within 10, 15 yards of him.
Yeah, sometimes they call that, Kev, you know, you outkick your coverage, and that's what exactly what happened there. It was a booming punt.
8:33. In the third quarter, the pitch to Wickwire off the left side. He'll get a yard to make it second and 9. Yeomans on the tackle.
Wickwire, without Manny Bowen on the field tonight, Wickwire definitely is the fastest guy on either team. And every time he touches it, you hold your breath because he can go the distance. He's got that quickness.
Has a long of 58 yards on the ground and an 86-yard touchdown reception. So as Ed said, he certainly does have the speed to go deep anytime he has it. He'll stay in as the tailback here, offset I formation to the right. Pass to the outside, caught by Jarena at the 45. Will make a man miss and get to the 49, close to midfield and a bit closer to the first down. Stop made by Mike Larson. Second down and just about third down, and just about 3 coming up with 7:25 to go in this third quarter.
You know, the game really has had not a lot of great flow to it. It's It's been kind of choppy, if I could use a word to describe it.
I think for Point Barrow, that's what they want.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We did say early, Matt, probably one of their things was to shorten the game. They've done that.
Third down and three here. Ball just on the Bengal side of midfield. Erskine will get it. Blitz was coming. Erskine read it well. Bounced off to the left. Be close to a first down. Sight unseen looks to be a little bit short, about a half yard short. So fourth and less than a yard coming up. Although the referee will call timeout and bring the chains on to measure.
Boy, Matt, this is really going to be close.
Make the call, Kevin. Not whether it's a first down, but do you go for it?
Yeah, you go for it for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with Matt. I think they are inches short.
He did get a pretty good mark.
He got a better mark than actually I thought.
That's going to be a first down.
Yes, it is. Okay.
And the nose of a football where the white stripe sits is where the chains got measured out to. That was a good mark for Erskine, who at 6'2" can stretch it out and go a long way. 6.5 minutes in rolling here in the third quarter, 13-7.
First down and 10 for the
Bardigan. Bengals back on the move here. We'll break from the huddle, send Morris and Wickwire off to the right side of the formation. Up top to the left is Ricky Jarena. Erskine gets the snap, throws that little pop pass to Bowen over the middle, caught the ball at the 37-yard line, slides forward to the 31. And just where those blitzing linebackers leave a hole, Josh Bowen able to find it for the second time tonight.
Yeah, that'll hold those linebackers a little bit when you make that play work, and they've made it work twice tonight.
That's good coaching to know that, as you said, Matt, the linebackers are coming on just about every play, and then to take advantage, that is the ideal call against that.
On first and 10, ball here from the Panther 31-yard line. Erskine with the blitz coming again. The give is to Wickwire. Flag comes out by the referee. Procedure against Barnegat. A couple of times we've seen that tonight. We'll back him up five and set up a first and 15.
Well, second time what Point Barrow has done is somebody has literally looked like they were charging the gap, and as they just got to the line of scrimmage, they forced someone to move for Barnegat.
Yeah, they sneak up there. Fitzsimmons does it all the time. He sneaks up in between either a gap, you know, between the center and guard on either the left or the right side. And as you said, Kev, those guards are jumping and picking up their head, and that's going to get a procedure call.
Looks like Fitzsimmons especially is trying to time the snap count. On first and 15, Wickwire with the pitch off to the far side. Able to break the plane of the 30, get down close to the 28-yard line, gain of 7. That'll make it second down and just about 8. Mike Larson on the tackle. And the one thing, though, you blitz those three linebackers, there's not a whole lot of second-level coverage.
There's no scrape by those inside backers. If you don't get the offensive ball carrier in the backfield and they get outside like Wickwire has done a few times, you're going to get some big yardage. And, you know, that's what's been happening. So you've got to be careful. But I don't think Burrow cares at this time. You know, they're just sending Fitzsimmons just about every play.
Second down and 7 coming again. This time it's Wickwire to try the near side, the offensive right, bouncing it to the 25-yard line. Good open field tackle made by Conley, the corner. A little bit closer to a first down, third and a long 2 coming as the ball will be spotted at the 23-yard line.
Well, they're definitely in 4 down territory here, and they are controlling the clock. Each team has only had it once in this second half, and we're at the 3:45 mark and running. So this game has shortened, as you said, Kevin. Burrow likes it this way. That's why they're taking so much time getting their plays in and huddling. They're using just about all of their 35 seconds. Barnegat likewise doing the same.
Bowen tight end right, offset I formation to the right side as well. Podinker back into the fullback spot. Here's McGinnis up the middle. He's not going to have the first down. Stretched to the 22-yard line. Not quite enough. Fourth down and a good solid 2 yards coming here just on the outside of the three-minute mark in the third quarter. 13-7, Barnegat with the lead.
By the way, a couple of scores here. Long Branch leads Ocean 20-14. They're in the third. And that was not a Raritan score. That's the only one right this second that we hadn't had.
Fourth and two with 2:40 to go. Erskine walks up, calls out the defense to his offensive line. Play action, looking to throw, steps up in the pocket, eludes the rush. Going, the catch is made. No, dropped. Bowen was there but couldn't hang on to it. And on fourth and two, the Panther defense holds again and will give their team the football back at their own 23-yard line.
Well, a lot happening on that play, right? Looked like they had him sacked for a loss. He fought that off. Then it looked like it was going to be a completed pass to Bowen for a first down and a long gainer. And ends up being turn the ball over on downs.
Right through his hands, too. It was a good job by Erskine to get open, as you said, keep it alive. And he put the ball on the money.
We have our first final score of the night. We'll give it to you after this play.
On first and 10 for Husak. Panthers within a score as Fitzsimmons will get it. Dive forward to the 25, gain of two to make it second and eight. Greg Schmaltz on the stop.
Bill Hill has collected his first win at Asbury Park. The Bishops beat Keyport 31-16 tonight.
Game started at 6 o'clock, I believe.
That is correct.
With less than two to go here in the third quarter. Panthers again taking their time in between plays. They'll send Fry as the wide man to the right side of the formation. Weigert in the slot that way. Conley in motion. The give to Fitzsimmons, breaks a tackle, gets to the 30, bounces outside of the 35, tripped up at the 39. Another big run for Jack Fitzsimmons. That'll certainly put him up over 100 yards. Ricky Jarena on the stop. Like the look of Fitzsimmons, Kevin, in the backfield.
I do, too. First score of the night from Manchester, where Central Regional leads the Hawks 20-0, third quarter.
Your alma mater has it rolling pretty good. A bit of a surprise team this year, I would say.
I would agree.
Golden Eagles with wins over both of our teams tonight. Barnegat in week two. Point Burrow a week ago. Fitzsimmons nothing to work with here. Snowed under in the backfield. Heavy pressure from the front four. As Sam Madden getting off the bottom of the pile. McGinnis there as well. That'll go as a loss of two. Make it second and 12. We're inside of a minute to go in the third.
Where do you hear this one? There is a power failure at Toms River North. The lights have gone out with 11 minutes left in the third, and the Mariners leading Toms River East 26-16.
Second and 12. Francescini in motion. Pop pass over the middle, this time for the tight end. A check of the slot man, Conley. He'll catch it, get a first down. So Point Burrow taking a play out of Barnegat's book and picking up 11. That's enough to move the chains. Wonder if they could just all pack up and go to East and play.
Where were you when the lights went out?
Ball right in midfield, just on the Burrow side of midfield.
It's got to be a, you know, as far back as that north field is, that's got to be a pretty dark area right now back there.
And by the way, I shouldn't have said necessarily a power failure. It could have been obviously an electric malfunction or something. It might only be the field, you know. But
take us to the end of the third quarter here on that first down conversion, 4-point Burrow. We come back for the start of the fourth with Barnegat maintaining a 13-7 advantage. Scoreless third quarter for both teams. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.